for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 35. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 25. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. 6 people were booked in the Wayne County Jail since yesterday morning. 55-year-old Carol S. Robertson and 28-year-old Jessica R. Robertson, both of Jeff, were arrested at the jail yesterday afternoon on Wayne County warrants. Carol Robertson's warrant was for theft, and Jessica Robertson's was for burglary and theft over $500. The two were held pending the posting of $5,020 and $7,520 bonds, respectively. 31-year-old Wayne City resident Matthew T. Gaudern was arrested yesterday morning by county deputies on charges of aggravated assault and resisting or obstructing a peace officer. He was also wanted on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on charges of disorderly conduct and felony criminal damage to property. His bond for the warrant was set at $595. 32-year-old Fairfield resident William M. Wesley Jr. was arrested by Illinois State Police yesterday afternoon on a White County failure to appear warrant for operating an uninsured motor vehicle. He was held, with bond set at $495. 47-year-old Fairfield resident John E. Luther was arrested early this morning by county deputies on a charge of burglary. He was held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 23-year-old Fairfield resident Teresa J. Gerard was booked in the jail yesterday morning on a Wayne County failure to appear warrant for operating an uninsured motor vehicle and leaving the scene of an accident with vehicle damage. She was held, pending the posting of $595 bond. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales and Service in Fairfield. The holidays are once again behind us and we're on to another year. We want to take this opportunity to thank you for your patronage during 2019 and let you know we're looking forward to 2020. Please come in and check us out if you are in the market for some new appliances or give us a call if your current appliance is in need of repair. We'll do our best to help you out if possible. Give us a call at 847-7066. That's Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield. Keep up the good work, mules.
We've got all the news right here.
I'm going to stop you right there. I see you about to settle on a day-old donut for breakfast. Well, this is a chicken intervention. Because McChicken biscuits and chicken McGriddles are now at McDonald's. So just hit that drive-thru and change your life. For breakfast, you got this. Wake up breakfast.
Right now, get a savory chicken McGriddles and hash browns or a buttery McChicken biscuit and hash browns for just $1.50 at any size Dr. Pepper for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
In other news, the Fairfield Community High School Show Choir is once again offering valigrams for the Valentine's Day season. People can order a valigram until Wednesday the 12th by calling Donna Reaver at FCHS at 842-2649. The cost is $5, and the show choir will deliver the singing valigrams on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday next week. This month's meeting of NARF, or the National Active and Retired Federal Employees, will be held at 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday at the Edwards County Senior Center on North 5th Street in Albion. All members and prospective members are encouraged to attend. Anyone seeking more information should call 847-2321. The Big Muddy Longbeard Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation will hold its 29th annual banquet at the Double Tree Inn in Mount Vernon on March 7th. Single tickets for the banquet cost $35, and sponsors' tickets cost $260. All ticket prices include admission, dinner, and a one-year NWTF membership. The evening is intended to raise money for projects that conserve wildlife and preserve Illinois' hunting heritage. Doors will open at 5 p.m. on March 7th, and dinner will start at 6:30. Families will be able to play games and enter several raffles, and there will also be silent and live auctions for framed art, guns, collectibles, sculptures, home furnishings, and other items. Anyone seeking more information about the banquet can contact Tom Blasdell at 975-7633 or 898-1136 or Rob Tretour at 599-3460. Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire says an end is in sight for the work on the water distribution system in downtown Fairfield, although various cleanup details will linger for several weeks.
As far as the actual, the water line is done. What they've been doing recently is installing the new meters and hooking those up to the new line. So basically connecting services to the new water main. And that's, they're anticipated to be done by the end of the month with that. Now, there will be some cleanup. You know, they've been patching a lot of the holes in the concrete, sidewalks and roadways, but there will be other work that has to be done in, like, yards and stuff that probably will be later in the spring.
The mayor said he hopes to have a more definite timetable on the work by the end of the week. Most of the affected roads have been filled in with concrete at this point, but gravel still packs holes along the sidewalks downtown. Mayor McGuire says he isn't sure if B&T Drainage will work on filling those with concrete or if a third party will handle the detail. He does expect work to begin on repairing the sidewalks within the next few weeks, though there is no timeline for their completion. The City Council awarded a nearly $1.8 million bid to B&T in April for work on the water distribution system, and work began in August. Skateland Roller Sport has announced it will not open this weekend as it had originally planned. The business suffered fire damage last week, and in addition to completing the cleaning from the damage, it's decided to redecorate. Skateland hopes to open sometime next month, and it asks for the public's understanding during the project. It apologizes for those having to reschedule parties. It says those wishing to reserve parties after March should call the rink at 847-5283 and leave a message. Skateland would also like to express its gratitude to the Fairfield City and Rural Firefighters, Fairfield Police, and Wayne County Ambulance Service for their quick responses and preservation of lives and property during last week's fire. State Comptroller Susanna Mendoza says a check for cash event is scheduled until 12:30 at the Fairfield Public Library. Mendoza says thousands of state checks payable to taxpayers go uncashed each year, and the event will allow taxpayers to learn if they're owed uncashed state checks worth more than $5 issued in the past 10 years. If an uncashed check is located, the replacement process can begin at the event. Mendoza says she currently has records of more than 100,000 uncashed checks worth over $30 million. The Edwards County Aces team took first place out of seven teams at the Regional Academic Challenge in Engineering and Science competition yesterday at Olney Central College. The team will now advance to sectionals at Eastern Illinois University on March 12th. Individual winners include Jack Kraus, who finished first in biology and math, Eli Berger, first in chemistry, Molly Swordstrom, first in engineering graphics, Landon Greatline, first in physics and tied for second in computer science, Max Short, tied for second in computer science, Sam Spear, second in biology, Cole Fischel, third in chemistry, and Alex Fegatelli, third in physics. Other team members are Andrew and Audrey Rotrammel, Aaron Brown, Hannah Taylor, Zoe Barnes, and Max Fieber. The team is coached by ECHS math instructor Jeanette Zerlini. ACES replaces the competition formerly known as WISE. According to recent statistics from the Illinois Petroleum Resources Board, Wayne County produced the seventh most barrels of oil in the calendar year 2019 with 326,638. That figure is down over 17,000 barrels from 2018's production of 343,756. White County was once again the state's top oil-producing county at nearly 2,050,000 barrels, far outpacing second-place Marion County, which produced just under 855,000 barrels. Edwards County produced 105,630 barrels, good for 17th in the state. Wabash County checked in at 6th with 403,704 barrels. White County accounted for nearly a quarter of the state's overall production of over 8.25 million barrels last year. Overall state production declined 2.3% from 2018 levels. 2019's production is the lowest in the past 13 years, as the state hit 10.05 million barrels in 2006. The state's top 15 oil-producing counties again accounted for 90% of the state's production. 14 of those counties, including Wayne, Edwards, Clay, Jefferson, White, Hamilton, and Wabash counties, have passed resolutions of support for the Illinois oil production industry in the past year. The resolutions formally acknowledge the importance of the industry to their local economies and endorse further growth of the industry in the future. 2020 got off to a warm and wet start in Illinois. Kim Howard has the story.
Last month was the ninth wettest January on record in Illinois, averaging 4.4 inches. State climatologist Trent Ford says most of January was actually pretty dry, with sporadic heavy precipitation.
Most of the state received the majority of January precipitation on only a handful of days, maybe 3 to 4 days. To use an example, somewhere like Vandalia, for example, got something like 80 or 85% of its total January precipitation on only 3 days.
It was also the 17th warmest on record, with an average temperature of 31.4 degrees in January. That's 5 degrees above normal. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Jack Myers, with Social Security in Springfield, has some tips before people sit down in front of a computer and file taxes themselves. Myers says a quick review of a W-2 before starting the process is a good idea. For those collecting benefits that are not in the workforce, he says those earnings could be taxable.
For those who are not in the workforce anymore and are collecting Social Security benefits, there is what's called an SSA 1099. So your Social Security benefits from the prior year are potentially taxable depending on your income level. And so we always send out what we call SSA 1099, which is a summary of your Social Security benefits for the year prior. And we send those out in late January. So towards the end of January, you should be getting those. And then once February comes along, if you've misplaced that 1099, you would actually have the ability to go in and get a replacement through your My Social Security account on our website. So just a couple things for people to think about or start to think about as we kind of gear up for tax season.
More information may be found on socialsecurity.gov. Former State Representative Luis Arroyo pleaded not guilty on Tuesday to bribery charges in U.S. District Court in Chicago. A March 17th hearing date for the case was set after a brief court appearance. A Chicago Democrat, Arroyo resigned his seat on November 1st after being accused of paying a bribe to a state senator in exchange for support of a gambling bill that would have benefited one of Arroyo's lobbying clients. When prosecutors charged Arroyo with bribery in October, they revealed the unnamed state senator had been cooperating with them since 2016. Arroyo is one of four elected officials charged as a result of the federal government's ongoing criminal investigations into public corruption. Last week, former state senator Martin Sandoval pleaded guilty to a bribery scheme involving red light cameras. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Baby back ribs, $2.99 a pound. 10-pound bag of russet potatoes, $3.99. 3-pound Johnna Gold apples, $2.99. And 8-pound of navel oranges, $4.99. Prices are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main Street in Fairfield.
Post Frame Buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 31. We have received 0.03 inches of rain here at the radio station so far today. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers. Broadway Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 29,404, up 113. The NASDAQ is at 9,569, up 60. March crude oil is at $50.93. That is up 18 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 80-year-old El Dorado resident Elsie L. Pierce died on Tuesday. She was a homemaker. Elsie Pierce is survived by her husband, Jewel, 4 children, and 9 grandchildren. Services for Elsie Pierce will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. to service time. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 71-year-old Kentucky resident Stephen J. Bora died at 12:28 a.m. on Tuesday. He was a veteran of the United States Army. Stephen Bora is survived by his mother, Eva Bora of Fairfield, 1 aunt, and several cousins. Graveside services for Stephen Bora will be held at 2 o'clock p.m. on Saturday at Maple Hill Cemetery. Family and friends should go directly to the cemetery. Memorial donations can be made to the donor's choice. They will be accepted at the graveside or at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Cloudy skies and a high of 35. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 25, and then partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 38. The outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, partly sunny skies on Saturday with a high of 38 and low of 25. Rain is likely on Sunday. Sunday's high 50 with a low of 35. And then scattered showers are possible on Monday. Monday will have a high of 42 with a low around 30.